Like, if a bartender goes out of her way to offer you a round of shots or a free drink, I would say she's probably flirting with you.
What's the weirdest thing someone has ever written on a receipt?
Oh, that's crazy.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Milwaukee Uncut, produced in the heart of Walker's Point by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law, the Midwest's law firm, and Central Standard Distillery, which we drank a decent amount of on this episode. Always recommend Central Standard Distillery, whether you're having a casual cocktail with friends or looking to get after it a little bit at any of the bars mentioned on this episode. Always responsibly, of course. We covered a lot of ground today. If you're interested in how much bartenders make on Water Street and 3rd Street, what your drink says about you, where the best bars to meet women in Milwaukee are, how to know if a bartender is actually showing interest in you, and the bartender's favorite bars in Milwaukee. Those are just some of the things that we covered today. It's a great episode. Also had just a compelling, riveting call with Milwaukee's cowboy, Daniel Slade, who we ended up FaceTiming in while taking a bomb. That was good. Joining me today, we've got Cameron Jones. She is at Wicked Hop, formerly at RWB, Red, White, and Blue. Also does social media for the Bucks. We've got Devin Wagner, who bartends and does marketing for the Harp and was also a track star at UWM. And we have Gracie Kalachewski, who is a bartender and marketing manager at Red Rock. Also, a couple very quick announcements. If you want to see any of the clips, head over to Instagram. If you want to watch the full episode, head over to YouTube. We're putting a lot of content on those platforms. We'll link those in the show notes, or you can just search Milwaukee Uncut on any social platforms. Also, some other news, Milwaukee Uncut now has its own drink and taco at Vagabond. During the entire month of May, Vagabond highlights a small business every month, and this month they teamed up with us. So thank you to the people over there. They're also the same owners at the Harp. So go check them out and have a Milwaukee Uncut cocktail and taco. All right, let's dive in to this episode of Milwaukee Uncut, Bartenders Uncut Edition. Thank you three for joining today.
Of course.
For the highly anticipated episode of Bartenders Uncut. So I'd love to just go around quick and hear how you got to Milwaukee and how you ended up bartending. Devin, we can kick it off with you.
Oh, okay. Well, so actually my sister was living in Milwaukee. She just accepted her first teaching job. And I was like looking for schools and I ended up getting a track scholarship at UW-Milwaukee. So that's how I ended up here. But I didn't start bartending until I decided I wanted to actually live in Milwaukee full time, like throughout the summers, and ran across the Harp and I went in and turned in my application and here I am still working there 4 years later. But yeah, that's how I got into it.
Great establishment.
Yes, of course.
Yep. 4 years is impressive. Cam. So I went to Illinois State for a little bit and then COVID happened and I left Illinois State and then was kind of ping-ponging between three different colleges, UWM, Columbia in Chicago, and then Nova Southeastern in Fort Lauderdale. And then one of my really good friends at the time lived in Milwaukee and went to UWM, and I was like, I know a bunch of people up there. Let's just go there. And then another one of my friends was the bartender at the Tiki Bar. Shout out Tiki Bar. And she introduced me to it, and then I applied, got the job, and then 2 weeks after that, I got hired at RWB and then was there for a year and a half. A little bit more than a year and a half, and then went to Wicked Hop just this past 2 weeks.
How would you describe your year and a half at RWB?
In one word. A treat. To be sweet.
Place is just a combination of absolute chaos and maybe heaven on earth at times for younger people.
I mean, you know, you
much
can really
younger than me, but I mean, RWB, yeah, you can.
Yeah, anything you search for, you can definitely find there. In some shape or form. So I'm not here to make a definition of what that is, but you can always see for yourself when you enter that place.
I was once there after Marquette game, probably about 5-6 years ago with Bree. And so I would have been almost 30 at the time. And we invited Chris Stegman, who was president of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who was 50 and recently divorced. And
oh, RWB's the 50-year-old
bald guy who rolled into RWB.
You probably love that.
Chris Stegman.
Hey, if you want to go somewhere to dance, there it is.
He acted like he wasn't happy, but I know he loved going
deep down, he was loving it.
And then he proceeded to get denied entrance to JoCats at one time.
Hey, man.
Then he was so elusive. He's an ex-2-time Ironman. He just ran right around him and got into JoCats.
Wow. So
shout out to Chris Stegman. He's currently in Salt Lake City running the Salt Lake Tribune.
Good for him.
Shout out to Stegman. Gracie, how did you end up here?
You know, I don't really know. I started bartending because I got my dog and I needed to afford her because it's not just when you buy them. And so I applied to every single bar on Water Street. I emailed them saying that my name was Grace and I love to talk. And then I got an interview at Red Rock and a couple other places. And I went there and I got the job. And then I've been there for a little over 2 years now. So
nice. Yeah, dogs aren't cheap.
No, still not. I don't know how much it's helping, but she's got a fine life.
That's why I try and throw Oakley in the podcast, which she's really excited about right now, and in some of our ads. I try and get a little bit of ROI off the guy with all the money we spend on him.
Let's just take a little picture of like, she's comfortable.
It's a
here,
bee.
The camera.
Her happy
bee.
Able to see, but she is dead asleep. Out cold.
It's a male dog, Oakley.
Oh, sorry. Okay. He is passed out. He's out
he
cold.
Is. We got to get him up on the couch when we call Daniel Slade, potentially owner of Great Clips Tiki Bar. I think I wasn't excited about the... we have these new Central Standard... they're kind of mini shot bottles.
They're not mini shot bottles.
They're double mini shots.
They're not shooters. I think there's about four
shots in each of those.
They're cute, though.
They got
a nice label on them.
Yeah.
You guys will get to leave with some. They're at the studio. We can't legally sell them, but I think if Daniel Slade answers, then we might actually need to take the shot in celebration.
Oh, I think we would need four little glasses though, because
we got glasses over there. We can from Michigan. What's
Alex can
pour some up.
Alex
for us.
From Michigan, that's what she's here for.
Alex from Michigan is in the studio. Shout out to Alex from Michigan.
Yeah, that's my best friend.
From Michigan.
All right. What's the weirdest thing someone has ever written on a receipt?
Thanks for the show.
Oh.
That would be mine.
We're at Red Rock?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What time of day was this?
It was at, I don't know. Well, I typed the receipt in at probably 2:30.
Oh, okay. So it was a close.
But it was probably, it was probably like a night shift. Yeah.
Group of guys?
I think it was an old fella. Probably like.
Not Daniel Slade, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
And I saved that one. It's in my room. Just, you know.
Do you think it was Chris Stegman? Former president of the Journal Sentinel?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
I hope not.
I just wanted to clarify.
I don't know if I have anything that's like standing out, but a lot of like phone numbers or like you're cute, add me on Snap with no tips attached to it. And like now I wouldn't be looking for that. But if you're trying to pick up a girl bartender by leaving your Snapchat or your phone number with no tip, you will not be getting an ad and you will not be getting a text. I can absolutely guarantee that. That's probably the one thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and like it's usually like a number and it doesn't have a name. So like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, or like, yeah. Like, and a lot of people like at Red Rock, like I share a drawer with someone and say I'm sharing it with my friend and like they're writing it down for her and she like doesn't know who you are. Like, there's no name. Like,
yeah. Especially at.
So is that not a good tactic for someone to write their name and number on a receipt?
No. If you want to talk to a bartender and you want their number, just talk to them. Because especially I know at Red Rock and at least RWB, we don't have like Toast, like the, not Wicked Hop, the Harp and Trinity have. We have actual receipts. So at the end of the night, we're typing in anywhere from 50 to 400 receipts. We are not looking what people are writing on it. Like we're just typing it in, moving on, typing it in, moving it on. So
I think the biggest thing too, if you ask for their number and they say like, oh, I'm sorry, I like don't give out my number, don't ask again. Or like,
yes.
Oh, I have a boyfriend. Even if you know they don't, like we said it
just
for a reason.
It,
keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's something I didn't even know of that. If you write your receipt or name on a receipt, it may just get lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if I'm sharing a drawer with someone and like it's for her and I'm typing it in, like, she's like, the chances of you seeing is probably not gonna happen.
Yeah, and we don't
we talked to so many people throughout like the span of a night. We don't know who's who. We don't remember. If someone told us they wrote their name on a receipt or their number on a receipt, cool. I think you have
more of a chance getting someone's number out than you do if they're working. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, just think, like, if you're at your job and some random person comes up, you're probably not going to.
Yeah, I've only done it once. It's common to get someone's number when you're out.
Yeah, but so yeah, maybe if you see your bartender working, out.
Yeah, I mean, I've only given my number out once, and it paid off, so.
And you're still together, right?
We are still together, yeah.
Was it at RWB, too?
Yeah, the good old RW.
So you can find love on Water Street?
Third Street. Yeah, we did meet there. Close. I was bartending, so. Yeah, and it's almost a year and a half, so.
Find love. Good job. Or on the Red Rock Dating Show.
Or that.
You want to plug that? Seems pretty cool.
Coming in September, come out again. It was in February.
It was so fun.
You'll find Grace your match, I promise.
Grace did a great job setting it up.
What was this event? Do you want to explain it?
I mean, yeah. So we
like
went.
The Bachelor for
it was.
Red Rock?
So it was like any like YouTube videos that you see of like our friends speed dating people and like there's the curtain and there's the person on the one side and like the 10 people on the other. It basically was that. So mm-hmm. You had either a bachelor or a bachelorette asking questions and then the guys would answer. And some people were answering real crazy. I was like, there's no way that just came
it's like
out of your mouth.
Yeah, it's on the stage and then there's like seating to watch it. So it was super fun. It was
there
funny.
Was so
definitely
many
entertaining.
People. So many people. It was, I've never laughed harder at a bar in my life.
And you get a lot of free shots.
Yes, so. Yes. It was really fun. It.
All right, let's move on to what your drink says about you.
Which one?
New
do you
segment
pick?
On the podcast. Go with vodka soda lime.
I don't want to be too mean. My friends are the number one consumers
yes, they
of
are.
This.
Yes.
I feel like I vodka soda lime is a classy yeah. drink, like a vodka soda.
I feel like yeah. a lot of time it's girls just kind of like choosing to like. Drink that drink and like force it down just because they know it's like they're not having the added sugars or all that
yeah.
stuff like the calories
yeah.
you're being more like
it tastes better as a press so
yeah
I would say vodka,
vodka
press.
Or you put the little Mio
gross.
In there
yep.
then it's like okay I feel like I can't
a vodka press that's mm-hmm. a popular drink
or a berry water lime that's an easy one
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is that
it's berry vodka water and lime juice
it's you good. Get a little bit more flavor
it's way better than a vodka
and it
soda,
doesn't taste
opinion.
Like rubbing alcohol with a little splash of lime
yeah.
And what about people who order vodka Red Bull?
Do drugs.
What if you're old and you need to stay awake?
Just drink a Red Bull. You don't need... Mixing... To me, mixing alcohol and caffeine is terrifying because that's just like poison. So at that point, might as well just do... Don't do drugs. Please.
I will say like but. one vodka Red Bull, like it's like that's fine. Like
right.
You need like a vodka Red Bull, whatever. But it's like... A little concerning when it's like their fourth time up and it's their fourth vodka Red
it's
Bull.
It's still
and I'm
vodka
like,
Red Bull.
Yeah, how
are
you doing
mentally
that?
Tracking that?
Sometimes
yes.
I
yeah,
do.
You
when, because
concerned.
You can tell. Because not many people order them, but it's like the same groups will. And usually like it was like probably 2 weekends ago. It was two guys that kept coming up. And I want to say it was like probably 4 times. So 8 vodka Red Bulls. They're one really expensive.
And they're expensive.
And 2, that's just like a lot of Red Bull.
A lot
we
of
give
Red
them
Bull,
the whole can, so
it's
4 cans of Red Bull from 9 to 10:30.
And especially like, because I had some people who would just get one and they'd get like a single vodka Red Bull, which that's okay. That's not on a drug level.
What does a tap beer say about someone when they order a tap beer at a party bar?
I just think it's so weird when you order a tap beer like past 11 p.m. because that's when like the dance floor is crowded, the bar is crowded, and you're trying to like get through the crowd with your like. Full tap beer. It's like, can you just get the bottle? They're like,
yeah,
no, I prefer tap. I'm just like, is there that big of a difference? And maybe it's just because I'm not a beer drinker, but.
You lose half of it walking back to your friends.
Exactly.
I love tap beer.
He's like, that's me.
He's like,
I am like all these so far. I need a vodka Red Bull to stay awake if I'm out.
He's like taking notes.
I love tap beer. I love vodka soda.
See, okay, a tap beer at a place like Wicked Hop is great.
Yeah. Because
we have like the nice glasses. We have all like the fancier tap beers. But at a place like the Harp.
Granted, I'm out at Harper Red Rock like maybe 4 times a year past 11:30.
Come on, make it like 6.
Make it at least one.
My trend's been going downwards over the years. Maybe. What about a cherry bomb? Shout out to Brandon Chalker, former UWM phenom and the current the current founder of the Esports Alliance Milwaukee.
You know so many people. I love a good cherry bomb, to be honest. But I do.
Shout out to Brando.
I do like cherry McGillicuddies, but I do the yellow Red Bull, the tropical Red Bull. It's so much better. But I was converted maybe a few months ago to a root beer bomb, which is root beer McGillicuddies and Coke. But at Wicked Hop, we do root beer float bombs. So it's root beer McGillicuddies and rum chata. So any kind of like bomb, I love. I'm a bomb girl. Mm. I love them. Not I kind of want one right now.
I would rather have a shot of tequila, probably.
Yeah.
I would say, like, a cherry bomb for me would be, like, if I need a little bit of Red Bull. So I'm not ordering a vodka Red Bull because I wouldn't do that. I'm not crazy. But I think, like, I mean, like, at Red Rock, we use McGillicuddy's. At Harp, you guys use vodka, correct?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it kind of depends. Like, that at Harp, it would be a stronger bomb. But I feel like, for me, like, they don't do that much, but they're a fun, easy shot when you don't want to like take something that's gonna get you super fucked up. So
yeah,
I feel like when you're out for bomb night though, you like
everyone's
gonna have a bomb. But
yeah,
question: how many shots does a bomb have in it? Is it a full shot?
Not even. Well, it depends.
Is it half a shot?
So McGillicuddy's is not like a foolproof liquor.
Right.
So
it's like a
it's
shot.
It's like a 15%,
which is half essentially. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So not I mean, even. Bomb night they do. It's not even. Is it a full shot or a half shot?
I believe it's half.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to do my like count lighter in my head when people pour because then I know how much I'm getting.
Yeah, usually I think bomb
nights. And I usually
take
one with the least if I like.
Yeah.
Bomb nights, I think they do half, but no, like on a normal night, a bomb is like it's a full shot worth of alcohol. But if it's like McGillicuddy's, it's not a high like proof of liquor. So
you could do a Dr. Pepper bomb with one of these.
Ooh, that would
I could.
Be good.
What is it?
Red Cabin Bourbon. Or brandy. We got brandy. And we have whiskey.
I could
and
do the vodka. I'll do the cherry vodka.
It's really good.
Do we have a mixer or do we want to just take shots? Or should we make a bomb?
Do you have your Dr. Pepper over there?
It's like my spit in it though. I don't wanna
No, he'll pass.
What drinks do you have in the little whiteboard room up there?
I think we got bubbler.
Oh yeah. Do you wanna grab a bubbly from that fridge up there? I feel bad making her make these bombs.
Oakley, don't leave.
Oh, he wants to see his mom.
He's going.
Bye, Oakley. Should we call Slade while we're waiting for these?
Maybe one while they're poured. Because, I mean, how good of a combo would that be if we had it in hand and he picked it up? Hey, everyone. It's your host, Richie Burke. Thank you for tuning in to Milwaukee Uncut. Please take a second to subscribe if you have not already. That helps support the show, get more ears on this podcast. And we've got a lot of great Milwaukee episodes coming up. Also, just want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, our friends over at Nicolay Law, the Midwest's law firm, and Central Standard Distillery. Also, if you have not yet, make sure to go check out the Craft House right outside the Third Ward. They've got great drinks, great food, and a really nice rooftop for when it gets warmer out, which hopefully it will soon. All right, back to the episode.
I could have one shot, then I took a look.
Well, there's definitely less than a shot in there because these are like two shots and we only did one of these and then a little part of another one. Are you going to call Slade?
Me?
Or me?
I think you should. I haven't talked to Slade in a real
long
time.
I think he'd probably answer your
call.
Yeah.
Cody, we're still rolling, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the most imperative part of this podcast.
I need a straw. Oh, it smells good.
All right. To everyone watching, we are calling Daniel Slade, a.k.a. Cowboy of Milwaukee and owner of the Great Clips Tiki Bar.
Okay, no. I hope for a legal standpoint, he doesn't actually own the Tiki Bar. We just like to say he
does. For a day or two. I mean, he basically bought out the bar.
Yeah,
he's buying all the drinks at the Tiki Bar.
But his face to like pop up.
there's a little sticker that is like dancing back and forth.
I don't even know if I have his number.
Uh-oh.
Do you want his number?
We are prank calling.
You don't have his number?
He's not going to answer a random number.
I really don't think, I have not talked to that man in over a year.
I just messaged him on Instagram.
I don't have any contact with him.
Don't worry, I have Daniel Slade's number.
All right, Kim.
Call him up.
I don't think he's going to answer me.
Oh, watch,
she's blocked. It goes straight to voicemail.
He'll be flattered.
I literally don't have his number.
You guys, okay, well, how about I give you his number? You call him on the phone, see if
from my 608 area code, random number, like that's gonna work. This is.
How about the we owner. Just try? Because I really don't want to. I don't think he's gonna answer me.
Yeah, I do want to FaceTime him. How about from your phone? I'll call him.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a good compromise. I don't mind calling him. I just don't think he's gonna answer my 608 number.
If he answers me, I will be shocked. I can like see that.
Hey.
He's gonna be like, why the hell is Cameron?
He declined you.
He's unavailable.
He declined me. I told you.
Wait.
He's going back. Wait.
Oh,
how do I do that?
Swipe down.
Oh wait, did he not? Oh. I thought he called. Oh wait. Screen record it. We lost him. Daniel Slade. Daniel Slade, you are live on Milwaukee Uncut. And since you picked up the phone, we are going to take a bomb in honor of you over here.
Hi, Slade.
Oh, God.
Wait. We didn't cheers. Hold on.
Cheers to Daniel Slade.
Cheers.
Cowboy MKE.
This is really big.
Hang on one sec. We do want to talk to you quick.
A couple gulps.
Yeah, it's great.
I just finished that before the bar.
And covers. I said I wasn't drinking.
Okay, we got Daniel Slade, Dancing Cowboy MKE, or AI Cowboy, yeah. Or just how have you been doing lately?
I'm doing great. Doing really good. Good to talk to you, Richie.
Great talking to you. We are curious, is the Great Clips Tiki Bar coming back for 2024 at Bradford Beach? Anything you'd like to say to the city of Milwaukee?
I mean, if the original cast members, those on the couch there, are coming back.
No, we don't know.
We don't think so.
Maybe.
I think it's reached its, you know, you got to shut it down while.
Okay. What if they come back to celebrate, even if they're not bartending?
You could do like a
reunion.
Tour for sure.
Or what about
a brewery tour?
What about moving it to the Harp?
Yeah.
Hey, there is a tiki bar right next to Wicked Hot.
I'd prefer Club Brady, but yeah.
Are you at work at Baird right now? Are you in your cubicle?
I'm in an open workspace.
He's in an open workspace on Bartenders Uncut. This guy's just an animal.
They need a marketing
looking good, by the way, too. So we also heard that you've just been a machine at Pottawatomie recently with several big nights. Do you want to comment on that?
You're working.
Yeah, let me put my earphones.
His boss said, where were you? What were you talking about?
Cody, are we picking any of this up?
We do have a fellow podcaster sitting next to me here. But he's also my boss's boss, so.
No, so head honcho.
Your boss has a boss?
Head honcho.
We thought you were a baller. There's levels above you?
Plenty.
How much are these guys pulling in?
Well, we're doing pretty good. You know, we got our name on the side of the building now after.
Period.
He's drinking an athletic beer right now.
Oh, yeah. Work. Guys, Slade knows how to get down with it.
Number one workplace in Milwaukee.
I have heard that. Okay, so do you want to chat about your big winnings at Pato recently?
Yeah, I've been doing all right. And
What is the most you've taken home in one night at Pato?
I don't know if legally he wants
$22,000.
Daniel Slade, a $22,000 man.
Why can't I have that happen to me? You could throw plenty of
tiki bar parties for 22 G's.
My loan is $505 a month.
I'll just donate.
Do you guys have any questions for the cowboy of Milwaukee over there?
Do you guys need another employee? Or can you bet for me?
I'll give you $5 to put on black. Take it or leave it.
We want to give you our money, basically. We'd like to invest our money with you in a Baird/Pottawatomie portfolio.
I've only been there twice.
I think that could be arranged. However, I would direct you to our very talented financial advisors that work.
I need myself one of them
at this great firm.
All right.
Good job.
That's such a business.
What a guy. He's really
nice. I do have to say, Richie, that I am not speaking on behalf of nor for Baird, and this cannot be used in association with anything related to Baird.
On record.
Good, you gotta clear by compliance. So for all the listeners, how's your love life right now? Are you in the game? Are you out of the game? What do we got
What's
going on?
What's the status?
What's the status?
I got this.
Complicated.
I love how this turned into it from a bartender's uncut to a Dana Slater uncut.
You know, Richie, you're aware of many interesting facets of the love life, but this weekend is the culmination, right? It's Luke Combs
Slate,
weekend.
Slate, you're going to Luke Combs?
Luke Combs and Nicki Minaj.
What day are you going to Luke Combs?
Both nights.
Okay, I'm going to be pit on tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow in the pit.
Oh, let's go.
Who are you going with on both nights?
So tomorrow night I'm taking Summer and Jordan. And then Saturday night I'm taking Summer, Olivia, her boyfriend Tony, who is the GM of Club Brady.
You love your Club Brady.
So at the airing of this episode in a couple weeks, you're either going to be with Summer or back in the game. Win-win situation.
That's a pretty good characterization of the situation there, Richie.
All right. Daniel.
Yeah, right.
Daniel Slade, any closing comments before we get back to the episode? We really appreciate your time today.
Looking forward to hearing the episode.
coming live from Baird.
Slade, do you have any questions for us bartenders?
Yeah, do you have any questions for the bartenders right now?
I did. I was going to ask, and I apologize. I didn't get this to you on time, but how would a bartender express interest in a customer in a way that the customer would understand that's what it meant?
That's a great question.
No, that's really hard.
Slade, you are on fire for an
impromptu
phone call.
I have an answer for that.
People know you're cleaning up at Pato. You have a great job. You've got a hot date this weekend, but if it doesn't work out, you got the whole summer ahead of you, and you're asking intelligent questions. You're coming across well here. Okay. What's to answer his question, how does a bartender show interest in a customer?
Yeah, so, I mean, if someone asks for your number, obviously you're either going to have a response. Most likely it's no. But if they give you kind of like maybe come back in like if somebody says like come back in like 5 minutes, like I'll tell you at the end of the night, you have a higher chance than if they just say no, because then they want to talk to you again. But at least for me, when I picked up my boyfriend from the bar, my now boyfriend, I kept offering to buy him shots throughout the night. So I'd be like, oh, like, do you and your friends want like a round of shots or something? Like if a bartender goes out of her way to offer you a round of shots or a free drink, I would say she's probably flirting with you.
Interesting. Okay. So what's... I like that. I appreciate Milwaukee Uncut being more important than Summer in this moment.
I feel like I felt guilty though to like giving people my number, even though I didn't want to, because I didn't want it to be awkward. And like,
I feel like that is like some people will do that, like give the number just because you want to get it out of the way.
Yeah,
I've been lucky. I've always told people I'd never given out my number, and I try and like really dial that.
Yes,
down. Like,
right.
Leave me alone.
Or like I'm like, no, I'm okay. Or like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Then yeah. Like someone goes, what's his name? Blank. Like, I blanked. I go, John? And they're like, no, you don't have a boyfriend. I'm like, I don't. But this is honestly more embarrassing for you than it is me.
Yeah,
so
you're like, come
please
on
leave
now.
Me alone. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
I thought you were laughing.
So if you guys are showing interest in a guy, you're gonna proactively offer free drinks.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
At least that's what I did the one time. So
I think you try to keep them there longer too.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to be like, oh, like, you do need another drink or do you need something else? Or
yeah.
Like always asking if you need more.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Have you ever been interested in a guy who's...
Not really, no.
Maybe that's why.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so. Not really, no.
All right. Daniel Slade, we know you're a very in-demand man over there at work. We'll let you get back to work on this Thursday.
Turn your dang phone off.
What's your Instagram handle for all the fans out there?
AI_cowboy _MKE.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. AI Cowboy.
Everyone follow him.
Great, great talking to you.
Bye, Slade.
Bye, Slade.
Bye.
Make sure that, can you make sure that recorded?
Oh, it recorded.
What a great surprise.
That was crazy. I'm actually so happy he answered.
Me too. That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
Daniel Slade, likely eligible bachelor.
I want to know who Summer is. This is like, I feel like I'm like in on her.
Summer, Summer, I've never met her. She bartends at Jack's.
She is.
I follow her on Instagram, even though I've never met her. Just keeping tabs on Slade. I'm a big fan of Summer over there. Hopefully it works out between the two, but if not,
fingers crossed.
Do we want to go over any of these final drinks or move on to other topics?
Like, I think we hit the drinks.
Yeah, drinks were good.
What about people who order a straight shot of vodka?
Oh, you're scary. Goodbye.
Okay. All right, we'll end on that note. Okay.
Don't do it.
Simple enough.
What is the most eye-opening thing you've ever seen while bartending?
I would say, I feel like mine is like seeing all of like both guys and girls come in and they're like, they'll be with someone new each weekend. Like you'll see them come in. You're like, okay, like I'm trying to figure out the situation. I mean, yep. I'm there every weekend. So
the new TV show.
Yes. It's literally I'm watching reality TV right in front of me. I'm like, oh, like they're talking to them. They're talking to them. And I'm like, they'll come up to me like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend's coming next weekend or my boyfriend's coming next weekend. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. So it's like, I feel like that's very eye opening. Like, oh, like I just like the trust in people is a little bit went a little bit down after that.
Yeah, I've seen people that I know and people that I don't know that I've seen in the bar like actively cheating on their significant other. And I've tried to take the steps in letting these people know, but some people are just like, okay, whatever.
Well, with that too, like if it's someone you know, do you feel like inclined to like, do I tell them or like, am I supposed to like ruin that? Like,
yeah. So I am one that if like, well, I would say if they're a close friend, especially like one of my close girlfriends, if I saw something, I would definitely say something, but yeah. It is like that fine line of like, is it your business? Like, not really, but
I saw something Halloween weekend that I still think about all the time. And I tried to take the steps. It wasn't someone that I like was really, really close with, but other people I was really close with directly knew that person. And it's still, like, not really, it's kind of, it was, like, beat around the bush with the whole situation. And I think about it literally every single day. I'm, like, driving to work or school, and I'm like, oh, yeah, remember that one thing that happened? Yeah, you should still tell that person, but whatever.
Are they still
together?
It's
sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would be so sad if someone told me that. I don't know what. I would be like, that sucks. I don't know.
I mean, the person knows, but it was just kind of, like, brushed under the rug. Like, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I think a lot of times too, like people don't realize, like, okay, they're obviously drunk and they don't realize
it's
that
always we're an excuse.
It's they're an excuse, and we're mostly like we're not completely sober. We're like we're mostly sober throughout the night. Like we're aware of what's going on, and like when we're not serving, we're observing. Yeah. So it's like I am watching everyone. What's everyone doing? Because what else am I supposed to do if I'm not serving?
That's
a drink?
Like probably one of my favorite parts of the job is like watching all the people and like. There's just like you could sit for 2 minutes and you see like 100 different types of people like and like what they do and who they're with. And it's like I like make up stories about like, oh, who is that guy?
Like, how do you think they met?
How does she know him?
Right. That was the thing. I want to talk about money. What is the largest tip you have ever received?
Like individually or like our tip out at the end of the night?
Individually. Let's start there.
So Red Rock's partner bar is McGillicuddy's, and I was thinking about this on my drive here. I can't remember, like, why I had to go. It was on a Thursday night, and they were really busy at McGillicuddy's. They must have had, like, a welcome back or, like, a send-off, senior send-off, something where, like, their Thursday was promoted, and Red Rock was, like, the following week. And so they were super busy, so I went there to, like, help out because, like, we're owned by the same people. And I was working, and there was a guy who tipped me $600 in $100 bills. And it was crazy. Like, not at once, but I would notice he would, like, order for him and his five Marquette people he was with or whatever it was. And then underneath the receipt would be a $100 bill. I'm like, that's crazy. So I would keep, like, okay, I'm going to, like, go to him first. Like, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah. Sure. Literally
anything you want, I would give it to you
like,
immediately.
Definitely. And then I, like, just kept saying, I'm like, and then it would be, like, a 50 and then another 50 and like I could be wrong, but it was like almost like $600, and I was like, that is crazy. Like, never see that. But I would say biggest, like, at once. Usually it's like 100. Not like that. That's very common.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, when I'm like, oh, that's like a really good tip, I feel like it's around like 100, and it's usually like very rare. But
yeah,
is he hitting on you at all? Or just
600? No, no, that's awesome.
What a, like, great customer.
I know. I'm like, I like this guy. He was like, how I don't old know. He was probably like
mid 40s.
Okay.
Early 40s. That's the thing, is like, for me,
I think his son or someone was like graduating. I don't know. It was like, he was like there with like his son or someone he knew and their friends. So it was awesome.
Was cool.
And then they were like throwing money in too. I was like, hey, I'll take
you. For me, I think the highest I ever got was 250, like myself. But it was the same, like, two guys that always came in. They were just like friends with all the bartenders. And for me, the highest tips that I ever got was never anyone flirting with me. It was always just like friends or like people who actually care and like want to help out bartenders, because they understand that we make all of our money from tips and we don't like rely on a wage. But then at RWB, the highest tip that anyone ever got was $1,000, and it was a mom. And like all the bartenders had been serving this guy's tab like all night, but they did give her the offer, like, you can keep this tip like to yourself. And like, she was a single mom, like had a daughter, and we all were like, you should keep that. And she decided to split it like evenly between all the bartenders, and she was like an angel for doing that. But that, and $1,000 tip, I would fall on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the day I would just cry.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dev, what have you seen
for love and $1,000?
I say like the biggest tip I've gotten like individually was probably around like 200. There was like this couple that was coming in. He would work in Milwaukee and like travel around with his wife, and they would come in like once every like 3 months. So it was like random when I saw them. And we've gotten to know each other since they come in during my shifts. And then they're like, oh, you're graduating this May? Like, yeah, I'm finally graduating, like getting into grad school, everything. And he was like, well, here's your graduation present. And like, that was like the biggest.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, there's like, but it's never the people, like when you said, like, it's not the people that are hitting on you that are giving the big tips. It's like your friends, the people that have been there, the regulars.
Yes.
Like, or like around like Christmas, there was someone who gave me a $100 tip. Just
around holidays, like you'll get no tips, and then you'll get the one person who will tip you like 75 to 100.
That's cool.
Or if people are just super hyped up, like the Bucks tournament and all that stuff. Yes. Like that gets people going, and like they're like, they don't care.
Yeah.
What's the most you guys have made in a day?
For me, it was Shamrock Shuffle 2023. I worked from bartending, like the bar was open from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. and I walked out with $986.
That's crazy.
But it was that 13 hours of bartending. Shift.
Yeah, I would say it would have to be like a night.
I'm so sorry.
Is it Daniel Slid?
No, it's my boyfriend. Okay.
Is it Daniel?
Deny.
Okay, get that out of you.
Not important.
I would say kind of the same. I don't know if it was like 900. I can't really. I'm the worst at when it comes to like how much I made in a weekend. Like, I have no clue. I really need to like write it down. Like, I'll like go to the bank like the next week, but I never like keep track of it. But I would say probably like Shamrock Shuffle is like, and if, especially if you work like open to close, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably around there. I don't know, maybe like 800, 700. I don't know exactly, but
I can ask him what.
But it would be like around the same ish.
Yeah, mine was more towards like the Bucks tournament like weekend. Like, that was like a huge deal when they like finally won the championships and stuff. But I didn't work a double, thank God. But it was just like, I would say like it was super busy. So I was there still like 3 to close, but like not the typical like 11 to close like when we're open. I think it was around like $600 to $700 from that one. But
yeah,
I think the biggest thing was like at the end of the night, like when they actually won the championship, we had like a regular with like wads of like single dollar bills. He just threw it up like confetti.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like cheering. I'm like over there catching. Like, I'm like on my hands
and
knees.
You're like, have a tip bucket.
Yeah, I'm on my hands and knees like picking up all the ones. I'm like, I'm not even embarrassed. Like, you guys are here celebrating. I'm here working.
Yeah. You want to bring the boyfriend on the podcast?
I can ask him if he has a question.
You can ask him if he has a question.
Let's see.
We already brought Daniel Slade on. Then we'll get into some rapid fire questions.
Henry would not be on.
What's his name?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Like a full Jackson or a Jack?
Yep. Jack? No one calls him Jack. Hey.
Let me see.
Do you have a question for bartenders?
No.
Bro.
Talk to him.
Come on.
You're my girlfriend. Why would I have a question for you?
Hey, Jordy.
Okay, never mind. Right, yeah. Say hi.
What's up, Jackson?
Okay, well, I'm hanging up on you then. Okay, I love you. Bye. Well, he's boring, so.
Yeah, unlike Daniel Slade, yeah. AI Cowboy MKE. Any ladies listening, look him up. All right. Nah, Jackson, he is boring and taken.
Okay, yes. He's not boring. I was being
mean. He's really fun.
He is, yes, he's a very fun guy.
He's really fun, not on a podcast, and he is taken. Yeah, and he is a hockey player. Don't and he's an athlete,
look at
right?
him.
Yep, be careful.
Camps around.
Close
yes, he's
eyes.
A hockey player. Yeah, he's
if I was a girl,
player.
I would not mess with Cam.
Yeah, we don't
or
do
a guy.
That.
Okay.
I choose not to.
All right. We'll go into some quick questions here. This one's for Devin. Who is the OG Devin at the harp?
Oh, the OG Devin at the harp?
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you mean by that?
He works for Pat Connaughton now.
Devin Granger, the OG Devin.
Fan of the show,
oh my
Devin
gosh.
Granger.
I'm thinking, I thought you meant myself. Like, who's the OG Devin? I'm
like, who's this guy?
I'm Devin. I mean, like,
let
I'm
me
right
tell
here.
You.
No, actually, that's funny because Devin Granger, when I first went to the harp, my first ever drink, we're all wearing masks too. That's the thing. It was after COVID. And I went up to the bar. I'm like, oh, who's this cute bar? I was young. And I was like, who's this cute bartender? And I'm like, he's like, my name's Devin. I'm like, my name's Devin. Like, no way. He's like, yeah. And
oh, Devin was a bartender?
Yeah, he
I
was
didn't
a bartender.
I know he was a bartender. I knew he just was a frequent visitor and may still be, but I
he
I
comes
didn't know
once
he
a while now. But yeah, no, we work together. And so, well, so he first started as a bartender. I ordered my drink. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. And I would always try and talk to him. And then I got hired. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to work with this kid. Like, oh geez. So, like, I was working with him and it was fine. And we just became like super close friends. And now, him and his all of his little posse comes in and we all hang out and they're all good people. But
Did anything ever happen between Devin and Devin?
Oh no, strictly just friends. I was always just like, it was the first time in Milwaukee.
He's a good looking guy.
He is. It was my first time out in Milwaukee, first time bar, first bartender I saw, and I was like, ugh. And it was at the harp at Tiki in the summer. It was like,
just fell in love.
Oh yeah, it was
perfect. He's got some game too. I've seen him in action at the harp before.
We actually played kickball
I was there
together
with my
too.
Girlfriend.
Like,
he was roaming around.
We have like a harp kickball team, and it's me, Dev, and like Kelly Kramer, and all of us. We play like kickball in the fall on the harp team. But yeah, no, just
Devin
just
Granger, three leaf partners, all around good guy.
Yeah.
This is a good one. I know some guys who fall into this camp. Is it annoying if a guy is pursuing you and keeps showing up while you're on shift?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I don't know why you would do that.
What if you like just started dating him and you're interested in him? Is it nice or is it like a turn off if he just
if you
keeps
guys
showing
start,
up to your
So
work?
If you're like not boyfriend or girlfriend, you're just seeing each other.
Seeing each other talking, like
okay.
Maybe you've hooked up a couple times or you're talking.
Maybe like once in a while, but not every single
not
shift.
Every day.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on the person. Like if you really like the person, I mean like my boyfriend and his friends come in all the time and like obviously I'm like, that's so awesome. But if it was someone who I didn't want to see or like someone I was like not interested in, I would definitely be like, that's weird.
I feel like
once I've had too many people who come in all the time and it's actually like kind of scary and I'm like, please leave me alone.
I feel like once you it's like your boyfriend or your girlfriend coming in to see you, that's different. You better be in there every single night, like you better come so hot. But if you're not at that point, then I feel like
also you kind of like read the room, like
yes
how,
yeah I agree,
especially like how she reacts when you first walk in. If she's in like, oh my gosh, hi,
like hi.
Excited,
yeah.
If she's kind of like, just like, oh,
what do you want?
And like and if she doesn't come up to you as soon as she possibly can,
they don't want
to
see you.
I hate
yeah,
they don't
want to
see
you. You're our first priority. Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but she does not like you.
Too many times do people just come in and I'm like, ooh.
yeah. Or like I would have the customers that I knew how they would act and they would come up to me still every weekend and I'd be like, oh, don't want to serve you. But
all right. On a more positive note, what is your favorite bar in Milwaukee that you do not work at?
Ooh, I was about to say Red Rock.
I really like Camp in the Third Ward. I've recently just started going there a lot and it's really chill and I can just like
it's
sit
a nice
there.
Adult bar. You're really growing up. Wicked Hop and Camp.
I know. I'm
proud of you.
I've had enough of the
I don't
third
even know you.
Water.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
kind
you.
Of
but I do really like Water Street Brewery because it still has that little like dance floor, really good music, but also a ton of places to sit. I can play pool. I can play Jenga, I can play cards, I can do a lot.
No, I 100% agree. I think mine's the brewery too. Mm-hmm. I feel like their food's good too.
Yes, they have good food.
Mine is the tiki bar in the public market. I could park myself there for the entire day. Me and my two friends go there almost every week, and I never want to leave. Sage goes. I like that place a lot too. I love the tiki bar. It is Paul's. My favorite place. Yep.
It's Brando's. Would you say
like even
place.
In the winter, like that's
the spot? I mean the last like month, I probably no 2 months. I would say I've been there like probably like 6 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we brought our whole friend group out there and we all were there for like
my
an
one
hour
friend,
and a half.
Her and I mean, I think like every day I'm almost texting her like, so like,
Tiki's open.
The only problem is their drinks are really expensive, but that's okay.
I just have to become friends with someone that works.
But in
there.
The summer I would say
or
like
Daniel Slade.
Yeah. The summer it's definitely better. And I go to Harp a lot. I don't go to Water Street Brewery that much.
Daniel Slade has sponsored some of my drinking nights. With my boyfriend and his friends.
Giving back to the youth of Milwaukee.
I know, he just can't. Especially at Jack's, he'll just walk over, give me a little 100, and we'll just buy a round of shots or drinks or anything. Thanks, Slade.
I would put that in my bank account so quick.
The greatest tip you ever got was not while you were bartending. It was just literally. Daniel Slade.
Yes.
On the streets of Milwaukee.
He's great. He likes to give back.
He is great.
Making the community a better place.
Ben Anderson. He had the viral video of his Joe Katz still the best, the upstairs at Joe Katz still the best place to meet women. By the way, before we get into his first question, where do you guys think is the best place to meet women in Milwaukee?
Not Joe Katz.
Really?
I wouldn't say Brady Street in general, yeah. But that's just me.
I would say, I'm going to sound like a biased piece of shit, but I would say like if Water Street, I would say Red Rock, Harp.
To add context, Ben is early 30s. But still has a good hairline and okay. Can dance a little bit.
Okay.
Can dance pretty well,
definitely
actually.
Not Joe Katz.
Not, no. No, don't do that.
No.
I don't understand the hype around it, but.
Okay, okay, so for Ben Anderson, early 30s, solid hairline, good at dancing, good job, someone in shape.
I would say.
Where are we going?
Red Rock, Harp, Water Street Brewery. Probably not Trinity.
Do not,
so,
no.
So he's not going to be too old for Red Rock?
No,
absolutely not.
Okay.
I would say Harp and Red Rock are roughly the same crowd.
Age-wise.
The same age-wise, yeah.
I will say because Red Rock is a little bit bigger, like on the inside, it does have more college kids. And it like is more of like a lot of our staff too is college kids.
Yeah.
We have like a couple that have been there for a long time that aren't in college, but I would say it's
but
like,
he's not out of
I
place
also
there.
No definitely
would say
not.
Either camps either the camp on Third
yes.
Street or the camp in
camp
Third
is
Ward.
A really good one
I yes. think it's always good to go to a place that kind of has like darts or like some type of
yeah.
game you can place like while you're flirting
because I know at camp on Third Street most of the time they like only let people in who are over 25
and there's good looking women there for Ben
yeah right. Ben go ahead go crazy yeah.
we like to hear that
hit the streets running
we could do a 30 plus dating show.
I don't know if Ben's going for 30 plus he just falls in that bracket
okay well we
maybe
could do
he
like
is I think he's open enough. I think he's okay. open to options any closing thoughts from anyone
I don't think so just make sure that you tip your bartenders because they rely on tip money they don't get paid from wages barely ever and be nice. Please be nice to your bartenders because you'll get served faster, they appreciate it, and you'll probably make their night.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Milwaukee Uncut Bartenders Uncut Edition. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, write a review, and share with your friends. That helps the show. Also, check us out on Instagram and YouTube for any clips, both linked in the show notes. Milwaukee Uncut is produced by Storymark Studios in partnership with On Milwaukee and presented by Nicolet Law and Central Standard Distillery.